man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Hey, here we are. Not exactly back in the woods, but we're about as far north in the United States as you can get. We're right up there against the Canadian border in North Dakota. And this is kind of backwoodsy in a little bit. It's the least visited state in America. Less visited than West Virginia. Less visited than Vermont or Wyoming. But it's a wonderful place, North Dakota. This is your host, James Kelso. And it is Monday, July 24th, 2023. The show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. You're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252, 512, that's down Round Rock, Texas, where you send your cash support. Go to the website, check out the Natural Wild Pastures Meats. Get yourself a freezer like my freezer and stock up on some meat. And how about gold and silver? Hey, if you've got some money, you might want to turn some of those Federal Reserve notes, some of that fiat money, into something substantial. Like, I love what the bullion dealer says. He says, demand AU, not BS. You could also demand AG, which is the atomic symbol for silver. Those are the preliminaries to starting our show. Let us begin. Did I say my name? James Kelso? Let's go to the president's messaging to us today. And here we are. Let me go right to the president here. He's got some good messages for us today. Let's start out with this one. This is a chart that the president put up today. He put it up 6 hours ago. You can see it. Don't be shy. All you have to do is type in Truth Social, all one word, truthsocial.com. And bada bing, bada bang, and bada boom, there you are. And it's been so long since I did my first visit. I don't remember what you need to do, the preliminary. Do you need to register? Do you need to – whatever it is, it's really simple. Just do it. If they want an email address or a confirmation email, something like that, whatever it is, it must have been simple. I did it. And now I just log in automatically to truthsocial.com. It's the handiest, easiest, quickest. It's never been down. It's never glitched. It's never been sluggish. All right, so here the president puts up 6 hours ago. This is now, visualize the chart. It's just your standard bar chart. And there's one big towering bar superimposed by a face of the greatest man in American history. Then there's another bar that goes downwards below zero. It goes almost just as far down as the Trump bar goes up, and it's downward, and it has a picture of the is he the greatest criminal in American history? He's got such competition, it's hard to see who is the greatest criminal in American history. Who is the most execrable excuse for a human being that has ever called itself an American? Joe Biden is a contender for that. Anyway, Real family incomes surge under Trump, crash under Biden. And you know what the difference is? Now, this is an average, so it would affect all of you. The more average you are as an American family, the more these numbers will reflect your situation. How much did your family income, let's just say you are John and Jane, average American. In Donald Trump's four glorious years of presidency, your family income, let's see, according to whom, let's see, let's just slide my glasses down on the tip of my nose here. This is a change in average real annual earnings normalized to January 21st prices, seasonally adjusted in dollars. Okay, your income annual increased $6,400 under Donald Trump. $6,400 annually. That's incredible. That's the greatest surge ever in American history. And that's just one, you know, one measure of your well-being. Under Joe Biden, the annual drop in your income as a family is $4,000. So under Trump, these are normalized. So it's apples to apples. Up 6,400 with Trump, down 4,000 with Biden. What is the spread? You've been hurt, folks, to the tune of $10,400 a year. Right. That guy won the presidency with more votes by far than anybody in history. 81 million votes. That guy did that. And there was no fraud. How dare you? How dare you think that there was fraud in that election? How dare you think that the upstanding Democrats, these paragons of uprightness, these virtuous people would cheat or lie or steal or kill or torture or wage war or bribe? What? These are Americans, aren't they? No, they aren't. These aren't Americans. Anybody that still calls him or herself a Democrat is a slob, is a joke of a mind, is a moron. $10,400 swing. And Joe Biden's just getting started. He's only 2 years into his Armageddon. All right, there's that. You know, on all of these pieces of evidence, all of these data points, every one of them should simply be case closed. You know, we rest our case. Stick a fork in it. Every one of these things is conclusive. But they pile on and on and on. The pile gets deeper and deeper. The lying gets thicker and thicker. Okay, so what else does the president do today? That's a nice graphic. You ought to take a look at it. Okay, here's one. He writes this to us this morning. He says, Joe Biden is the most corrupt president in the history of the United States. I might add, Donald Trump is the most upright in the history of the United States. I would say he's the most moral president we've ever had. The man of the highest care. You know, you hear people, slobs, morons of your own acquaintance who are still insisting on voting Democrat. And they are truly morons. You hear them. One of the aspersions they cast against us and against Donald Trump is that he's somehow his character is not good enough for them. These jerks, these morons, are complaining about Donald Trump's character. Donald Trump is one of the most sterling characters, one of the most upright people in American history. He's not just an effective president who, raised all of our incomes, waged peace, not war. He's also a man of sterling character. So it's interesting. It's interesting that these Democrats, they need to think that Donald Trump is somehow a disreputable person. I see these, every time I go into one of these big box stores, I see the garbage trash magazines on the rack. They've always got a picture of Epstein, and then they put on the same spread a picture of Donald Trump. So Epstein, Trump, Epstein, Trump. This is so, and I think the CIA owns most of these weekend or these weekly papers. I'm not kidding. The CIA owns a lot of the American media. And someday that will come out. The whole Operation Mockingbird thing is much bigger than people have ever been told. I am convinced. The CIA owns billions of dollars in media. They know that's where their influence is. That's where the power is. So they do this. They've done this endlessly. Epstein, but Trump. Epstein, put the pictures on the same cover. Throw a few aspersions on there, under the names. There's no connection. There's no identification between those two people. But that's what they do with these morons who still vote Democrat. Picture A next to picture B. Now what they have left of what they think is a brain still in their head. Picture A next to picture B. Picture A associated with picture B. Okay, the gears are slowly turning in their crappy brain. And that's all they need. And then they tell you that Donald Trump isn't a good enough person for them. Well, they're not good people. All right, the most corrupt president in the history of the United States, undeniably being proven every single day. But with all of these horrible revelations and facts, why hasn't Republican, quote, leadership, unquote, in the Senate spoken up? And I might add, how about the House? How about Kevin McCarthy? Kevin? And rebuked crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats, fascists, and Marxists for their criminal acts against our country. How long does America have to wait? Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, and all the president's saying is you haven't even issued a rebuke. Not even a rebuke. You haven't even wagged a finger in the face of these Marxist criminals. The Republican Party has no balls whatsoever. Not the faintest scintilla of a trace of any kind of testicle. Nothing. Zero. Zero T. The no testosterone party. My God. What wimps. Lindsey Graham is their pinup boy. Then let's see what he says. He's got a picture of himself seated in the White House in front of a Frederick Remington sculpture that is there. This is a portrait, I think, that was painted of the president. And it says he superimposed over his portrait, "Nothing can stop what is coming." nothing. I like that. Yes, Mr. President, you are our retribution. President put that up. And he says this earlier today. Do you think, this is the president, do you think that A.G. Garland, Merrick Garland, they changed the family name. I forget what the original family name was. It wasn't Garland. Garland sounded closer to being an American name. Do you think that Attorney General Garland and deranged Jack Smith understand that we are in the middle of a major political campaign for President of the United States? Have they looked at recent poll numbers? Why didn't they bring these ridiculous charges years before? Why did they wait to bring them now? A virtually unheard of scenario. Prosecutorial misconduct, election interference. And then he says it again, and he says, how many times can crooked Joe Biden's Department of Injustice, together with their local Democrat DAs and AGs, indict his political opponent during the course of the campaign? Do they understand the damage being done to America will only get worse? We must stop these monsters from further destroying our country. Is another post where he goes, this is a very dark time in America. He puts up some more polls, which look wonderful for Trump, DeSantis disappearing. Merrick Garland and deranged Jack Smith and coordinating Democrat prosecutors in New York and Atlanta have become the campaign managers for the most corrupt and incompetent president in United States history, Joe Biden. Who would have thought this could happen in our once great country? Now get this. Here's a number that the president probably is tracking better than any of us. Just think of it. Between Mueller, deranged Jack Smith, and congressional committees, over $100 million has been spent investigating me, Donald Trump, since I came down the escalator in Trump Tower. Biden is a criminal, and almost no money by comparison has been spent investigating him. Get smart, Republicans. Get smart, or maybe grow a pair, another way to say the same thing. They are trying to steal the election from you. Oh, get this. Jack Smith, the guy who is persecuting the president over his absolutely impeccably correct handling of documents as president. Of course he has documents. He was the president of the United States. Of course he has records and files which he stores. What is he supposed to do? Turn in his laptop? Turn in his high school laptop as he's graduating? And clean out his locker? Is that what the president, is that the proper conduct of a president of the United States? Of course he keeps his records. Of course he's going to have a presidential library, which will have thousands and tens of thousands of volumes and masses of information recording the time, the career, the actions, very important history of America during his presidency. The Reagan Library is such a place. It's a giant institution. You get prosecuted for that? Deranged Jack Smith has already spent $25 million doing that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
When this war is over, it will be better day.
I'm just looking up some Trump events for you here. That's why I let the music linger for a moment. Let me see here. 2 events coming up. Put on your calendar. Friday and Saturday. Here we are Monday. Donald Trump's making 2 appearances this week. On Friday, he is in Urbandale, Iowa. And it says, meet President Trump. I'll tell you, this one looks good. You can only get 1 ticket per phone that you register, unlike the 2 tickets that we've seen heretofore. This is, I mean, you might get to shake Donald Trump's hand. Urbandale, Iowa. Where the heck is that? I'm a flyover country man. I'm a Missouri man, a Nebraska man, and I don't know where Urbandale is. What's wrong with me? Let me find it really quickly. Don't answer that question. Let's see here. Let's look up Urbandale. And what kind of a town is this? In fact, let's look it up here. Might be kind of small, which would be kind of advantageous for meeting the president. Okay, Urbandale, Iowa. Okay, it is. Okay, it's smack dab in the middle of the state. And it's the city population is only 45,000. It's a little smaller than my town here of Grand Forks. I know the size of this town perfectly. It is part of the Des Moines Metropolitan Statistical Area. So it's on the outskirts of Des Moines. And it's been growing hand over fist, which means people who are leaving the urban area for some strange reason, why would they be leaving the urban area? And why would they be moving out to a suburban area? I don't have any idea what they're fleeing. Can you guess what they're fleeing? Let's see. In 2000, there were only 29,000 people out there. Now there are 46,000. And let's see here. Oh, well, there you go. So that's the story. Then there's an event on Saturday. All right, Saturday in Erie, Pennsylvania. And this will be a traditional Trump rally. You can get two tickets per mobile number. And first come, first serve, the Erie Insurance Arena. All right, let's see how big is it. Let's see what kind of I already know one thing about the event. I already know that however big however big the Erie Insurance Arena is, there will be that many people sitting there. It will be packed. It will be overflowing. Many will not be able to get in. Okay, it is the capacity of this venue is, oh, yeah, it's going to be packed. Because for a concert, it can handle 9,360 people. That's its largest seating arrangement. And so there will be 10,000 people in there. With the help of the fire marshals, there'll be 10,000 people in there. Alan Jackson has performed there. And Rod Stewart. And it'd be nice if Alan Jackson were there. I'll tell you one thing. I guarantee you the Alan Jackson family votes for Donald Trump. And opened in 1983. Erie County Convention Center Authority owns it, so it's a public facility. All righty, let's go back to the president and neat things he's posting. I'm watching if any of you have a message or you want to call in, you want to talk to millions of people, including possibly Donald Trump. I mean, don't you think Donald Trump once in a while would listen to the only show that has always been named exclusively for him and has always and only talked about him? Might his curiosity not be piqued? You might be talking to the president. All right. Or maybe to someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows the president. How about that? All right. So the president says to us today some other things, which I'm going to relay to you after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Stand standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot
got
to
a
gain.
Lot to gain. Hey, we're back. And, I'll tell you, you know, Donald Trump is, he's putting up post. You have to go to truthsocial.com. You have to. Because he's doing things, visual things, that, here's one of them right here. He put this up today. And he's finding graphics that others have made. He's making some of his own. Here's one where it shows a picture of Ron Burgundy. Remember Ron Burgundy, played by Will Ferrell? And the president puts a headline on it, Truth in Clown World, the picture of Ron Burgundy. And he says, breaking news, IRS whistleblowers bring receipts for the Biden crime family's corruption. And that's Ron Burgundy is bringing us that. That's the truth. Then psycho Jack Smith brings more false and fake charges against Trump. And then it shows the president reacting. And I don't mean to be vulgar, but the president put this up, and he's scratching the middle of his brow, at his nose there, between his eyes. He's scratching the top of his nose with his middle finger. And it's clearly meant, he's giving the finger to Jack Smith. I mean, this is really something. This is really, and this is the way it ought to be. The president is flipping off the communist punk psychopath Jack Smith, who's doing everything he can to ruin our country, along with Merrick, whatever his real name is, Garland. He's flipping them off. That's what they deserve. No, like, you know, oh, my distinguished colleague, I rise to question my distinguished colleague. No, they're not distinguished. They're not colleagues. They deserve the middle finger salute and much more. And the president is giving it. It's a graphic. So it's not a text. It's a graphic thing. He's got another graphic. Get this, with big headlines. A picture of Ray Epps, the FBI agent, operative, asset, who's encouraging people all night and the day before, we're going into the Capitol. And then he's there right at the very spot, the very bicycle rack barricade, a pseudo pretend barricade. And the guy he whispers to, he is now telling us what Ray Epps was whispering to him. Here's a picture of Ray Epps, and the president has this, as patriots gather on January 6th. And here's the president's headline. January 6th will go down in history as the day the government staged a riot to cover up the fact that they certified a fraudulent election. Perfect. Perfect, Mr. President. And so much for Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham, what the hell's wrong with this person at Fox, who's still there at Fox? I actually watched her say this week, Mr. President, forget about 2020. We need to look to the future. You could lose if you talk too much about 2020. Hey, Laura, wake up, baby. Wake up. No, he's not talking too much about 20. You're not talking enough about it, Laura. That's the problem. Not Donald Trump. You and the rest of the creeps at Fox. You need to grow a pair at Fox. Donald Trump's talking too much about the stolen election. One of the worst things in the history of the world. One of the most egregious crimes in the history of the world. It may mean, hey, Laura, baby, it may mean the end of Western civilization. Is that good enough for you? Don't want to ruffle your makeup. All right, here's another one. The president put this up. This is one that he retweeted from Ted Nugent, somebody who has no problem with testosterone. Ted Nugent says, January 6th will be remembered as the day the government set up a staged riot to cover up the fact that they certified a fraudulent election. Yeah, Laura, why don't you go home and turn your show over to Ted Nugent, who has the balls to tell the truth. Let's find another one from the president here. Well, here's one. I'm going to go over here to Cat Turd, one of the president's favorite fellow posters on truthsocial.com. He says, Cat Turd says this, after this week, Congress will go into recess until September. Did you know that? So this is the last week until September for anything to come out of Congress. They're not even going to be there. They have to spend time, you know, getting money from corporations and lobbyists, which is what they their main interest. And Cat Turd says, and even with all the evidence against Joe Biden and the rotten Democrat Department of Justice arresting their political opponents, here's the punchline. The worthless Republican Party won't do jack shit. No impeachments, nothing. Again, as usual. What the hell? Nothing. There is nothing. There's nothing. What do we have to have? What evidences of crime do we lack? Nothing. There isn't one prosecutor in the United States who's filed something against any of these Democrat criminals. What's happened? Then Cat Turd writes this. This is about the somebody, Obama's personal chef was found drowned in a pond on his property. Has the FBI been called into Martha's Vineyard at Obama's property to cover up everything yet? That's their job, is to cover it up. You know, they immediately.
Subcommittee will come to order without objection. The chair is authorized to declare a recess at any time. We welcome everyone to today's hearing on the
webinar. Okay, that was Jim Jordan. Now, come on, Jim Jordan. Let's get something going here, okay? Let's get before you go into recess in this next week, could you please initiate something? I don't want to cast aspersions on my hero, Jim Jordan. All righty, let's see what... Oh, here's a message from the president. Let's hear the president's voice. Enough of me. Here's the president himself speaking to us today. So many posts. Don't know where... Here it is. Here it is. Recorded today.
Dossier.
Okay. My production value is severely lacking. Let me close that whole area there, and that should take care of that. Let's go back to the president. Here he is.
Follow the law. Didn't have.
Okay. Where are my production values? So let's just close that one. And let's get the president. We want to get the president's voice. Come on. See if I can get it together here. And this is what everybody should be doing. I'm typing in Truth Social. Show you how hard it is. I just typed in truthsocial.com. I click on my image of the president who I've befriended. And... then I go to his post. What is this? Has he got more posting going on here? No, let's see. His most recent post. Okay, some polls. And here's his message to us. Here it is.
Create some snitch line to report on parents.
Oh, my goodness. Where is this coming from? Oh, where is this audio coming from? It's not coming from Ron Burgundy. Here's. I'm getting Jim Jordan's voice. And where is it coming from? I don't know. I goofed it up here, folks. Let's see. Oh, there he is. Okay, I found Jim Jordan. All right, now let's listen to the president. Sorry, amateur hour here. Now, the president.
Yourself, Katie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We got Ron Burgundy. Okay, what have I done here? Okay, so that's not it. Let's try again.
2022 alone, it's a mess.
There's currently a shortage of at least 14 critical cancer drugs in the United States. They just can't get it. And every month of delay, cancer treatment increases the risk of death by at least 10%. It's unthinkable that this could be happening in the United States of America in 2023. It is truly unbelievable. We are becoming a third world country.
You got it.
Very rapidly, between our open borders and our bad elections, we are third world. But even more dangerously, the top producer of critical medicines that we rely on in the United States is a place called China. China produces 95% of all ibuprofen, 91% of hydrocortisone, 70% of all Tylenol, and nearly half of all penicillin. Can you imagine that? This is not just a public health crisis. It's a national security crisis.
Bingo. Can you believe that? Our number one enemy, sworn to our destruction, sworn to our death, we rely upon for most of our medicines, in some cases, more than 90%. It's insane, isn't it? And of course, this is the country, those medicines that are, in fact, sane and helpful, we invented them. They weren't invented in China. The medicines, the discoveries, the science, the machinery, the laboratory techniques of producing, all of it homegrown in America, exported by filthy traitors, money-grubbing slobs, and treasonous politicians like Lindsey Graham, exported lock, stock, and barrel to our enemy. Nutso. Clown world. That's what the president is calling it, clown world, and giving it a big middle finger salute in today's posts. We join you, Mr. President. We raise our middle finger salutes in unison, agreeing with you.
As part of my plan to obtain total independence from China, we will phase in tariffs and import restrictions to bring back production of all essential medicines to the United States
here,
of America,
here,
where they belong. I signed an executive order to begin this process in 2020, but Biden has shamefully failed to follow through. He wants it ended. He wants to take care of China. This is a matter of tremendous urgency. American lives are on the line, and it will be one of my top priorities as president. It will also create countless new American jobs. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Nice. Isn't that nice to hear the president in a show about the president? Let's see what else he put up today that you might find fascinating. In the waning moments of our show, the polls continue to be, well, Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, who has turned out to be a real big disappointment. A real rhino, a real Romney. I thought she had, you know, had some independence from the Romney cult, the Romney rhino cult. But apparently not. So she's begging Donald Trump to participate in the upcoming, I believe, somewhere in August, the first presidential primary debate. I believe scheduled to take place in, is it Milwaukee? And somewhere in Wisconsin. She is begging on her knees for Donald Trump to show up. I hope he doesn't. I hope he does not show up at these bogus debates. And here's what I predict. No one will watch. I mean, people will watch for the same reason they watch Ron Burgundy. For a good, great laugh. I would love to see. Now, Mike Pence is having to huff and puff to get enough donors to qualify. He has to have 40,000 small donors. He doesn't have that. A bare minimum to participate in the debate. He didn't achieve that marker. So now he's got his pathetic little staff combing the woods, looking for little donors, faking, cobbling them together so he can participate. I would love it if he did not qualify. But this will be a real side splitter of a debate. Can you imagine? Let's see who would be debating. Please, Mr. President, don't dignify this with your presence. Look at the kind of people we'd have there. We would have Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie. A side splitter. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to
the shining sea. All right, we're back, Detroit, folks. Oh, boy, what a great song that is. Now let's go out with, remember we talked about the Nobel Prize winning physicist, quantum physicist, John Clauser, C-L-A-U-S-E-R. Now, Let's hear his voice. We want to remember his name because he just got canceled. He spoke out at the Quantum Korea conference, and he said the climate hoax is a hoax. And guess what? He got canceled. Nobel Prize winning. Doesn't do you any good. No. Top quantum physicist in the world. No. Supreme intellect. No. We can't hear from that guy. Here he is. Here's his voice. Let's listen. Form your impression.
Yeah, the second elephant in the room that I have recently discovered regarding climate change. I believe that climate change is not a crisis. Real truth could be found if and only if you learn to recognize and use good science. It's especially true when real truth is politically incorrect and does not reflect political business aims or desires of leaders. Even the scientific community can sometimes become deluded by pseudoscience. Recall, if you want pseudoscience to be true, just simply spin it and becomes true.
That's the voice of John Clauser in his 80s and just canceled. So he's not going to be speaking at any conferences. His articles won't be published. And he will go down the memory hole at the Ministry of Truth that Winston Smith exposed in the maybe greatest novel of the 20th century, 1984, by my own blood relative, George Orwell. Let's go for another presidential thought here. There's so many. There's so much happening at Truth Social. As I said, I hope the president doesn't show up, because imagine, does anyone know who Asa Hutchinson is, the former undistinguished corrupt governor of Arkansas? There have been a few of those corrupt ones. The name Clinton comes to mind. Asa Hutchinson, Rhino. Do I want to hear debate going on between some Fox News person who's saying, well, Governor Hutchinson, what do you think about what former President Trump just said? Well, how about you, Nikki Haley? Another nobody. Or how about you, Tim Nobody Scott? Or even more nobody, Mike Pence. What do you think? We don't want to know what you people think. Please, I hope the president doesn't go. But if he goes, he'll mop the floor with their faces. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long till then.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.